We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone. Leah Mattinson here, and thank you today for joining me for this episode of Master Your Life, the show of insight, intelligence, and inspiration, helping you to live a better life. And today's episode, we're going to focus on turning stress into vital energy. I've had so many people coming to me with all sorts of health issues, some explainable and some not. In the world right now, it seems like there is lots of people dealing with depression and anxiety. The number of people who decided to take their own lives has escalated exponentially. Even people who used to be able to quote unquote suck it up, as I hear from my brethren who work in the oil field, they're experiencing tremendous mental health pressure, and some of them choosing to take their own life. You know, in the Huntington's world, for those of you who followed along with the podcast for any amount of time, you know that we have Huntington's disease in the family, and the prevalence of suicide has been historically seven times that of the normal population. So one of the things I've encouraged people throughout the span of my involvement with people who are dealing with serious chronic illnesses and even things that are incurable is to learn how to take those depressive thoughts or stressors in their body and how to actually cultivate that so that you can actually nourish your life and live a joyful life. So I was just recently in conversation just this morning again about, people going to the protests yesterday about the million, March for a Million. And this March was, if I'm mistaken, I'm sure you'll all let me know. But my understanding is that the aim of this march was to let parents and people have a voice about not allowing indoctrination of the current agenda for the trans human movement to enter the school system. And as a grandmother, I feel like it's okay for me to weigh in on that. But, you know, what the government here in Canada, anyway, you can check with your own government in the country you're living in, whether it's the UK or the US, and just see where things stand. But recently, there was a bill here passed called Bill C-4, which essentially takes away parental rights from for people to be able to say what their kids are going to learn in school. You know, alarm bells should be ringing, so, like clanging. But there's, you know, I think people just miss that. And whether you agree or disagree with the whole ideology thing, just at the basis of the root of this, that parents don't have the say about what their kids are learning is quite alarming. So just how far can the overreach be into one's family and the overreach of the government? And last time I checked, the government doesn't necessarily have your best interest at heart. You know, so if you do any study of history at all, the government is out for the government, not for you, the people. So it's just quite maybe disheartening a little bit that we don't actually see the continuous plays at dividing us, which is how they'll win ultimately, you know, is to have power over people. It's the divide and conquer. So with the conservative march, it's interesting how the mainstream media reported on it. So I did take a look at the reporting today, and I was at a rally in the town I live in, the city I live in. It was very peaceful. There was one anti-protester, what we would call an anti-protester, and he had an opportunity to go up to the mic and chat and tell tell his story. So everyone was sending love to him, praying for him, and inviting him to further conversations. So I didn't see any of the hear anyway of this, what was reported in mainstream media. So perhaps in the place that you're living, that's what's going on, is that there was big stress. But what we've lost, sort of the capacity to talk with one another in a reasonable debating fashion, and or even just a reasonable fashion. And so it causes stress immediately when you even think about going out of your house, because it's like, who are you going to be in conflict with today? So that's not very inviting, you know. So there was a time in our culture where, and I mean Western developed nations, where we could go outside and play and not be concerned so much with what was happening outside the front door, because it was, you know, people were going through their own struggles, but there was some differences in our safety, that maybe I'll put it. So in this day and age, whether it's true or it's just been marketed to us as true, there is this constant tension and friction and stress and disagreement that is happening external to us, and sometimes even internally to us, right? We're having conflicts, in internal conflicts about, should I go to this thing? Should I, you know, make my presence known? Should I let people know what I think about these things? Should I engage in dialogue with people and try to see where there's a middle ground? Or does the idea of that just cause me so much stress that I actually, A, stay home, or B, I have to show up with my in that fight mode. So there's either fight, flight, freeze, or dissociate. So when you're in fear and when you're in conflict, that's what that is, triggering. So you're in this sympathetic nervous system, which actually doesn't allow for rational thought. So when people go to events like these marches and protests and, or, you know, however you want to, whatever you want to term them as, instead of going to like, hey, we're all going for coffee, we're going to talk about this thing that we all have concerns about on both sides of the table. It's this, we're going for a march. It's going to be, you know, people against and for. Do you see how that's different? So I just want to invite each one of you to think about how these events over the past, you know, I don't even want to say how long it's been. It's hundreds of years, you know, but since marketing was invented, you know, about 125 years ago by Bernays, it's the whole concept of it has infiltrated our psyche as human beings. And so anyone who's got a TV or a newspaper, you know, at that time has been influenced. So flash forward now to, you know, 100 years of marketing plus, and we are, our brains are like jello. And most people's brains are really like jello. So, and some people's brains are broken completely. And they've been broken by a very intentional methodology. So you're not alone. The people who in your family are not alone. And you might say, well, why would anyone want to do that to us? Why would anyone want to break me? Why would anyone want to do that? This just seems silly. But at the end of it, what is wanted is control ultimately of your life, your pocketbook, your children. So, and they're winning. The agenda for this is winning. So the only way to, as for, in my opinion, the only way to get back into a balanced state between that sympathetic system that is always firing in fear and the parasympathetic system, which is when people are checked right out through either meditation or drug use, drug, alcohol, da-da. So they're, you know, in the relax mode, but they're not in a balanced state. You know, so how do you actually get into that balanced state so that you are not so relaxed that you don't make any decisions, but also not so in fear that you are fighting, running away, dissociating or freezing. So how do you do that? How do you actually tap into that magical, and it's not magic. I'm actually going to take that back. It is anti-magic. This is natural, our natural ability to come into a state of calmness. And how we do that is through a few mechanisms. So most of you know that I'm a Qigong teacher. That's Qigong, that Lee Holden is my master. Mantak Chia is my grandmaster. We teach medical Qigong. And the tagline we say is that we turn stress into vital energy, but we do it through movements of the body that actually help to take a person out of the sympathetic state into the parasympathetic state and into calm, and then back into that grounded, centered place in seconds. So you might say, well, I had lots of people asking me, well, is this a religious thing? Like, is there a religious element to it? And there is not a religious element to it. The Taoists are not, Taoism is not a religion. And in fact, the last time I checked, Mantak Chia identifies, I don't even want to say this, but Mantak Chia says that he is a Christian. So just let that soak in a little bit. So it's just a different sort of thing. And why I guess I want to point that out is because we need in our human story an opportunity for redemption. And that is what the story of Jesus is about. The story, the factual story of Jesus who walked this earth and who then allowed us an opportunity to be able to be redeemed. And you can, you know, find out more about that. I won't go on and on because you have resources that you can check out about that. But a lot of people are afraid to say that they are a Christian. A lot of people are afraid to say that they follow the rules of the commandments. And so, you know, the reason I'm bringing it up is because there's, I see people choosing to kill themselves, you know, that made the suicide thing, which we talked about at the beginning of the show. I had a friend text me this morning that they had had two suicides on site in a work and an oil field workplace, which is unheard of. Like, these men typically would suck it up. And I said, well, what do you think is the difference? Loneliness, isolation, lack of connection with God is, you know, so they're bringing counselors in to help people deal with mental health problems, but they're still killing themselves. So what the difference is, potentially, is that 30 years ago, because I'm 55, so 30 years ago would have been when my age group all sort of began into the workplace, you know, and the culture at that time, it's like just thinking back, looking back, at least here in Canada, in my neighborhood here, was most families that I knew went to church in one way, shape, or form. Not saying everybody did, but lots did. And so there was this, you know, basically the way that you treat your neighbor was important. And you treat your neighbor as yourself was an idea that was talked about in community groups and in at your kitchen table. You know, the decisions that you made about how you were going to treat each other. Those were common conversations. What wasn't conversations was, I wonder if it's time for mom or dad to consider taking their own life because they're becoming too much of a burden. that was not a conversation. So most people were not interested at all in having that conversation about suicide because they knew that it went against the number one commandment, which is, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and might, and that you are made in the image of God. And so you're supposed to love yourself, which doesn't include killing yourself. And I believe it's about commandment 6 that says, thou shalt not kill. Now, for those of you who want to, you know, do a fact check on me, go for it. I don't have my Bible sitting in front of me, but I do want you to take a look at it because it's a real thing. And people go, where do you come up with this stuff? It's like so far out in left field. And how, like, it's not far out in left field. I can't believe you guys don't know this. Like, what is going on? And I love you all. So I want you to just do what you can to, you know, either look up some information. People have no foundation for these conversations. But this sacred scripture. So whether or not you buy into any religion, just start with this kind of basic thing. People who are listening to this podcast are intelligent. Like, I know that you're seeking answers. And I know that, or you wouldn't be listening. So it's like, you're seeking answers. You're going, why do I keep hitting my head against the wall here about this particular thing? Or, is often because there's foundation missing. And so you can't have conversations with people about not taking their own life because you actually don't even really understand why you don't want to take your own life. Like, right? You go, well, I'm not really sure. That might be an okay idea. But the sacred texts and professors around the world will agree with me. This is not just little old me saying that. They're a sacred text. The Bible has withstood 2,000 years of people trying to burn it, get rid of it. But the word lives on. And so if you're intelligent enough to, even if you don't feel that happy about it, you know, sometimes it's a good idea to read things so that you have an understanding of, you know, an understanding of the text. Yeah. You know, so even if after you read it, you go, well, that was a bunch of hogwash, at least you will have made that decision based on the fact that you read it. And so you might go, oh, but Leah, it's such dry reading. It's like, well, I don't want to do it. I don't get it. You know, I hear you. That's where I love the what helped me to have further understanding. And I was encouraged to listen to it. So this is a resource that's for everybody, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, like any denomination, atheist, agnostic, Catholic. You can watch on YouTube, Father Mike Schmitz, Bible in a Year. And so you might start out even resentful watching it. But if you're intelligent, which I believe you are, then you're going to want to understand where the basis of this scripture, why the basis, this scripture, this sacred text has bearing on your life and the fruits that you bear in your life and the way that our culture is. And I think without it, it's like you're operating as if somebody chopped off one of your arms, like, because you really are operating through life and the one that you use all the time, in fact. you're just working really hard without having both of your arms to use. So I want to encourage you to listen to that. So again, it's Father Mike Schmitt, Bible in a Year. No, I'm not an affiliate. So people go, why are you promoting that? Because I think that I would like to be able to have conversations with people where they understand that there is nothing new under the sun. And so I was like, when I watched it the first time, I was a bit shocked and awe. I was like, oh, that's what that's about. Now that's where that came from. Okay. All right. So good to know, and good to know who the enemy is, because it's very well outlined in there. So the enemy also doesn't want you to read it, just so you know. Are you still struggling with weight loss? 10 pounds, 100 pounds? I understand your pain. So if you want to check out the new you.vip program, come on over and see what all the hubbub is about. I taught weight loss for many, many years. I myself lost over 100 pounds. I've kept it off for 25 years. I lost it non-surgically. And this program is very different than anything you've ever been involved in. You might go, why? Well, there is no keto. There is no punishing workouts. There's no expensive supplements. There's no expensive weird groceries. There's none of that stuff that sets people's teeth on edge. We also don't count points. So there's that little hot tip. also want just you to note that I've kept this weight off for 25 years. And so that's very different. I'm going to teach you some wonderful things and ways to be well and to drop that weight. So if you want to know more, come on over to the new you.vip program. You can click on the link to book a discovery call with me. It's 15 minutes. We'll talk about if the program is a fit for you, and it's online. So you can participate from wherever it is that you are in the world. Looking forward to seeing you there. That's newyou.vip.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
So flash forward to how we're living in this day and age. Most people have no foundation, you know, so they're way too fluid in not having any boundaries either. So they go, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know it doesn't feel good. I know it's making me sick. I know it's draining my bank account, whatever the things are, right? And you can internally know it, but it's like you don't actually, if you don't have the impetus of this information, if you don't have that information, that foundational information, it's really hard to stop doing what you're doing because you're relying on yourself, this self-focused thing, which is a hoax, one of the grandest hoaxes ever played on us, actually, is that you can self-create because there is things that come up in our lives that you can't plan for. No matter how well you plan, there are incidents that happen that are, you know, not on people's radar and they feel blindsided. But that's actually real life, and living in the real life of things, there is not a complete roadmap from point A to point Z. There's things in between. And so I just want to encourage you to, again, it's like get educated, and because it's going to help you to have the tools to be able to have conversations that are candid with other people. And especially, you know, if you cannot talk to your own friends and family, your own friends, at least it will give you some words to be able to, or reference to be able to talk to your children or your grandchildren, because they're floundering, and their floundering is robbing their peace of mind and your peace of mind also. And so it was very just interesting, we'll call it a protest, I guess. The protest yesterday, this million march. I had some friends reach out to me afterwards and go, well, where did you stand on it? And I thought, well, that's interesting that you wouldn't know. Right? That's interesting. And then, so why do you think that way? Like, why do you think the way that you think? And well, I think the way I think because I have the foundation of knowing what is the reason for scripture being important, that for knowing the commandments, for it being important, is that's our creator. And so if you don't know the rules that you're supposed to be playing by, how can you possibly do it. You can't. You don't know the game rule. You don't know the game. You don't know what it is you're even supposed to be doing here. So no wonder people are so far off course, because the word has not been passed to them. So they're, you know, lots of people watch Harry Potter, and lots of people watch all kinds of wizard shows and magic shows. And if you want to have a Harry Potter on steroids, magic show, wizards, witches, that kind of thing, sign up for the Bible in a year with Father Mike Schmitz, because it's all there. And you'll see that it is not a fantasy, that it is real. It's reality. And somebody put it really well. They were talking about adrenochrome yesterday at this protest. And then a lovely little native lady stood up to the mic. She'd already been up once talking about her experience in residential schools. And then she'd said it was through Jesus that her life really was saved. And then she had this beautiful little, like a chant for the children, you know, to wanting them to be, you know, alive and leave our kids alone was the chant. And so she, after this, she got down from the mic. The other fellow got up to the mic to talk about adrenochrome. And I won't talk about what that is. You guys can look that up, or again, because I don't want to get banned off of every platform like in 2020. But this little lady got back up to the mic after that fellow sat down after he'd talked about it. And she said, without missing a beat, that is pure witchcraft. And you better believe it's happening. So we need to pray for our children, and we need to stop craving things we shouldn't crave. And then she sat down. So there, so it's just a wonderful testimony that she just was absolutely clear about what it is. And you know, you can't script that stuff. There's no script for it. So it was just with great appreciation that and just, yeah, great appreciation that I listened to her. So I guess just coming back to this turning stress into vital energy, knowing the source of your stress is important, but it's not as important as just moving it out of your body, because we're so inundated with stressors all the time that it's to sit down and to take a breath to actually notice what it is in and of itself is stressful. People go, oh my God, I can't move out of stress because I'm so stressed. That, and when I say, oh my God, I really mean it. Help me, help us all. But the, you know, they're so stressed, they can't actually move out of stress. So many people suffering in absolute pain throughout their whole body. And they'll say, I just took like 10 painkillers to deal with that, 20 painkillers to deal with that pain that I'm in. And I'll suggest a remedy, and they will take, maybe this you can relate to, but they will take weeks and weeks and weeks before they make a decision to do something about it. In all that pain, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain are you in? Oh, like 30. Well, that's a lot of pain. Yet you still won't do anything to actually stop that pain in your body. So I just go ask yourself why. You know, so maybe you can relate to that. Why, when I have pain in my body and it's really, really bad, do I not do anything about it? When I'm really stressed, you know, why don't I do anything? Why about it in the moment? And I don't think it's because people are too lazy. I think maybe people have thrown in the towel a little bit and, you know, they've given up, you know. So now, again, with this whole psychological assault about made being okay. So here in Canada, they are pushing everybody to consider it. I mean, even children also are being given this as a solution. So you might go, well, you know, they can always say no. Really? You like it's just so ridiculous. So it's really evil not ridiculous. So we've got, you know, people who are in enormous amounts of pain. This might be you. You've got, or you can see lots of people who are in pain in your family, whether that's emotional, physical, spiritual pain. And then you're like, I'm not sure what to do about that. I want to invite you to come to the masteryourlife.ca website, come to the shop page, and there's two options for you there. One is Lee Holden Qigong, Qigong. Lee has got lots of things online, so you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to wear any particular gym outfit. You don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to do any punishing workouts. You don't have to take any supplements. You don't, like, so all of that stuff. So Lee Holden Qigong, and you can sign up there for a 30-day free Qigong challenge, or you can scroll through his multiple offers of how to take pain out of your back, removing daily stress, Qigong for the seasons, for warming and cooling the body. So there's just all kinds of, for healing. There's lots of offerings there. So again, masteryourlife.ca. Go to the shop page, go to Lee Holden and get yourself a look at those courses. So that's something that you can take stress out of your body in less than 3 minutes. So you can move that stress energy in seconds, actually. So it's very, very cool. Now you go for people who go, I don't want to do Qigong. It looks funny. It looks weird. I don't want to move my body that way. I'm like, okay, well, I have gloriously found something else for you. So soon in an upcoming episode, I am going to be talking to David Jumper from, I can't actually tell you, I can't let the cat out of the bag, but David Jumper, and we're going to be talking about some wonderful technology that is wearable technology, non-invasive wearable technology. And you can get a sneak peek at it before that episode airs by coming again to masteryourlife.ca. And take a look there at the top of the page. You'll see what it is. Again, I'm just going to do this teaser for you because I would really like you all to come to the website. Get signed up for my email list so that I can send out information to you about how to take your stress and turn it into vital energy. You might find that people are coming in your life with all kinds of vaccine injuries and those types of things. So again, if you come to the website, you're going to find episodes there with people talking about how to recover from that. And the technology that we're introducing on the podcast here has been around for 20 years, you know, so most recently they have some technology that's really cool for helping to for activating stem cells. So I can't tell you how excited I am about that. I've been wearing a patch for about 3 days. And so most of you who listen to the podcast know that I'm in great shape. I had two things going on. One, really bad tooth pain on the right-hand side of my mouth. I don't have any cavities. Don't hate me. No. I grew up on a farm, I think, with really good well water. And so my siblings wouldn't agree with me because they have cavities, but for some reason I don't. So I've got no cavities, but I did have this really significant pain on the right hand side of my mouth. And I also was burned quite badly with a salt burn in the beginning of, mid-August, because I was canning a bunch of beets and I spilled this huge pot of boiling water down the front of my body, and the majority of it hit my legs. And so I had second and third degree burns. And so I've been healing up from that, which was really not very nice. Very, very not nice. So you'll see if you come to the masteryourlife.ca website and you're watching this version, you'll see that I have in my background my aloe vera plant, because that actually came to my saving grace of this big aloe vera plant. And thanks to friends who dropped off extra aloe vera because I needed it. So the aloe vera was a wonderful healing modality, because within 2 weeks, this really horrible burn, the pain was not, I had no pain. And so I'm just trying to decide whether or not I should post before and after pictures on the website, but I think it's a little gory actually. So if you want to come to the website and put, you know, give us your email address and say, send me the pics, I'm happy to do that. I just don't really want to post it on my page because it is pretty gruesome, but I would like to definitely, and I don't want to startle anybody with that information because it can be quite shocking when you see a bad burn. So for those of you who'd like that though, I'm happy to share. So again, come to the masteryourlife.ca website, sign up for my email. And then when you sign up for the email, there should be an opportunity there to say, you know, what are you interested in? You can put in, like, send me a picture of the burns before and after, and I will do that. So when you're there on the email list, then I can also send you information about other, you know, people who are coming on the podcast talking about how to heal up all different kinds of things. I really do want to put a focus again on health and well-being, and physical health, spiritual health, mental health. You know, lots of people are struggling with problems in their family. So it's not just your own health that you're taking care of anymore. Many people have been dealing with this for decades, you know, so the, you know, taking care of a parent, taking care of children, taking care of grandchildren, and all those wonderful things. It's a bit of a balancing act. So the emails that will be coming out will be talking about some tips around how to do that.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So back to my mouth. So I had this tooth pain, and I thought, I have not been to the dentist in, let's just say it's been over 5 years. And again, because I have no cavities, I have good dental hygiene. Again, you can check it out on the video cast. I'll show you a big smile. So you can come to masteryourlife.ca and you can see my big cheesy smile. And those are all my own teeth. And anyway, on my right-hand side of my mouth, I had this really horrible pain. And I thought, oh God, now I'm going to have to go to the dentist. So I just got my patches in the mail. And I put one of these little patches on my on an acupuncture point, which again, you can come to the website, see more information. And that morning, so I put it on in the morning. And I went out and did chores, came in and had breakfast, and then I brushed my teeth and went, hold on a minute, there's no pain. What the heck? Because I really wasn't expecting that. I was thinking maybe I'll take these patches because, you know, those of you who've been listening know about the Huntington's disease status. And so I thought, well, I'll take them because I want to preserve my brain, and I'm going to do it. So I was not expecting anything to happen in my mouth at all. So that was a total surprise. I was like, woohoo. So no dentist required. And I'm also excited to see if over the span of time they help with my eyesight a bit. So that will be things that I can really just, you know, I can tell that there is improvements in them. But I just can't wait to share this information with you about these patches, because they are, there's testimonials from so many people, about thousands of people, about improved health around arthritis, skin conditions, pain's a huge one, anti-aging, and stem cells, how they work. For those of you who don't know, they're, stem cells are actually really cool. What they do is they go to wherever there's inflammation in the body. So inflammation is a good thing, because it actually tells the stem cells where to go to do their work, to go to work for the day, you know, theoretically. So I didn't think about my tooth, because I've thought, I've got these burns on my legs. I thought, oh, maybe they'll be working on my burns, or maybe it'll be working on my brain. And so I didn't think about the tooth. So that was a total surprise. But these, so you'll hear, as if you come to the masteryourlife.ca website and get on the mailing list, I can then show you and tell you, share with you how to actually get onto the email list to find out more information about these patches, so that you can look at it through the lens of your life, like what you're living with. So they're dealing just with all kinds of things in your body. And so, of course, we can't say anything heals anything, and come to the website so that you can see both the testimonials. You can see, or I'll get you access to the testimonials, and also to research that you might be interested in reviewing. So it's a wonderful way of a wonderful, non-invasive, easy way to help manage your stress. And so I want to just go back a little bit to the beginning of the interview, where I was talking about taking yourself out of the, putting yourself into balance and taking yourself out of the parasympathetic or sympathetic state. So what they've shown with these patches is that it actually, when you apply a patch, it puts you into balance. So even if you're in a situation that's tense, your physiology remains balanced. So that means that it can allow no more damage to be happening to your physiology, because our body reacts to all of these things that we encounter in our day-to-day life. So I, again, just want to encourage you to, you know, come on over to the website and take a look at that for your own health, and maybe for the health of somebody that you love. There's, you know, lots of people who are struggling with weight as a result of the COVID lockdowns, or weight as a result of just maybe a long-term health issue. There's hundreds of thousands, millions of people dealing with all kinds of addictions. And so alcohol and drug addiction, porn, even gym addictions, I can speak to that one. So the this, the ability to regulate your nervous system is key to disattaching from looping patterns of behavior that you have neurologically wired into your brain. So this is incredible technology for taking a look at calming that central nervous system and bringing you into a state where you can't be hooked, and giving a pause in there for you to be able to go, do I really want to do this thing? As opposed to, there's no hesitation when you've got addictions, right? There's no hesitation between the piece of food going into your mouth. Stress, food goes in your mouth. Drink goes in your mouth. TV flips on, you dissociate. So the tools of these patches can help to give pause to help you to give a pause potentially to doing the activities that are not leading you to feel like you are in control of your life as much as you possibly can be. You're not healing. You're just constantly in a state of stress. And so again, I want to encourage you to come to the website, get on the email list. If you want to see the burn pictures so you can see the before and after, please ask for those. We'll ask you which emails you want to receive. And if you want to receive emails about Lee Holden Qigong, you want to participate in Qigong with me, you want to discover the patches, I'm going to share that all with you. But we need to have a landing pad, a place where of community where people can actually gather. And that is on the website, masteryourlife.ca. So again, invite you all to come on over there. What you'll also find there is that we talk about health and well-being of the whole family. So those tools are going to be available to you as well. So many people are struggling with mental health problems, with ADHD, with just all kinds of things, right? So like lots of psychological problems, and mental health is a big bucket of problems. Years ago, when I was the youth counselor, I was a youth counselor. I'm a counselor by trade. So 1991 was my first counseling gig as the youth counselor for the school division in Provost, Alberta, Canada. I had 3 K to 12 schools, 5 village schools, and a Hutterite colony that I provided counseling for. I'm mentioning this because at that time, there was one child on Ritalin, and by the third year, there was 80. And you know, flash forward 30 plus years now, and it's an absolute epidemic of everybody being drugged for everything, it seems. So, and none of it is resolving the actual underlying problem. So if anyone can tell me a story of a time when they took, never mind, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but what I do want you to think about is, have any of the medications that have been prescribed for me actually helped? And I don't have I have a love on for allopathic medicine. If somebody gets hit by a car and they need to be stitched up and they need painkillers in order to recover from like broken this and that, yay, that's the perfect place for those kinds of interventions. But what I see is that the pharmacy industry and the medical industry, and now the school industry, because I worked in the school system then, it's an industry of illness, industries, not of wellness. And so if you're interested in well-being for yourself and your family, for everybody in your family to be considered within the context of the healing modalities that are shared on the website, you know, lots of people who had really great weight loss programs never had children. I was like, I can't believe people are signing up for a weight loss program with you. Did you ever have kids? Like, and I'm not taking away from, but I'm just saying it's not relatable. Do you have children? Have you been responsible for somebody? That's completely different than giving advice about that, right? And it is different. You know, so these roles are really important, whether you're a grandparent, a father, a mother, a university age student, somebody in their, you know, 30s just starting their family, whether you've got little children or they're just moving out of the house, whether you're a child and looking for interventions for your parents, or you yourself just don't want to go along with whatever it is that your tribe is currently doing. There's resources for you at masteryourlife.ca. And so come on over to the website, get onto the email list, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and let's see what we can do to help to tap into the wellness that is within you. Just want to sincerely thank everybody for their questions, their encouragement, and your kindness, and for checking out and sharing the information from the Master Your Life podcast. There's a really big outcry currently to not continue to go along with the status quo. So many people have given up. Many people are throwing in the towel. Many people are just literally going along with whatever it is that anybody else suggests and making irreversible decisions in their life. There's things that you cannot take back. And so you can apologize, but there's just things that you can't take back ever. You know, and we're not born with incredible insight, sadly. we're born with a lot of not insight. And so unless you are leaning on your conscience or your creator, and it's not conscience as is being currently taught, the universe, as my mother said, the universe is not equivalent to God. God created the universe. That's everything for me for this week, guys. Love yourselves. Love each other. Mind your minds. We'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.